Hello, Gone Wild Audio. This is Silly Sad Sub here, back with my very first recording that isn't just like a verification post. Yay! And I just wanted to throw in a quick disclaimer for you guys, and this is just for across the board with anything that I would ever post. Excuse me. I actually have ADHD, and I'm just recently starting to sort of get it under control, so I do have a tendency to ramble sometimes and go on tangents or space out a bit when I'm trying to think of what I'm trying to say or how I want to say it. So I apologize if I go on and on and on completely off topic. I'm trying very hard to work on that, but sometimes it still happens, which is probably why my verification post ended up being like almost 7 minutes long. But I'm trying to work on it, so just disclaimer. Thank you. So I had said, speaking of my verification post, I had mentioned how I was recording at like 3 o'clock in the morning because I live with other people. And just to clarify, I pretty much don't ever have time when I'm completely home alone, which really, really sucks, but it's whatever. So if I were to record some more creative, involved, sexy time things for you guys, which I would really like to do in the future, it would require a lot of planning on my part, and I would probably have to do it very late at night. But I really wanted to kick off 2018 with a recording for you guys. So I had this brilliant plan, and just hear me out for a second. And actually on my way right now, which as you can may have already figured out from the background noises, I am heading to a friend's house for New Year's Eve, and it takes me not quite an hour to get there, and I've gone there 1,000 times. I know the route like the back of my hand. And so I was like, well, I don't need my hands or my eyes to record something, so I've got you guys mounted in my car here. Please do not worry, I've got both hands on the wheel, both eyes on the road, like, we're fine. But so I was like, I can just record a little story time for you guys in my car. So it's not going to be quite the same as, like, you know, me masturbating or, you know, acting out some sort of fantasy or something like that, but I do have a story that happened to me within this week, actually. It was just a couple days ago, that is very exciting and very, very sexy, so I thought that I would share that with you guys. So we're just gonna have a little sexy story time here while I head to my friend's house to have some drinks and bring in the new year. And I apologize if you hear any sort of car sounds. I did like a little test run, and I know you can probably hear like turn signals and just general car noises, and I do apologize, you might have to turn up the volume a little bit, but I promise it will be worth it. So let's get right into it. Excuse me, sorry. Another thing is my mouth sometimes has a tendency to get very, very dry when I've been talking a lot, so sometimes I have to pause and like re-wet my mouth or like take a drink of water. Does anyone else have that problem? I don't know, maybe it's just me. But so, on to the sexy story time. I feel like I need some little like intro music, like Silly Sad Subs sexy story time corner, or I don't know, something like that. But so I, again, going back to my verification post, I had mentioned how, you know, I had recently gotten back into listening to posts from you guys and listening to audios, and I had gone down a rabbit hole of listening to some of my old favorites. So, and then just to clarify, in this story, I'm going to be talking about, and no names are going to be named, obviously, but I'm going to be talking about a certain poster, Gone Wild audio artist person in particular that I was listening to. This is not the same person that I was talking about in my verification post. This is someone that has been around for, I think, a couple of years, and I've listened to a lot of their stuff beforehand. So two different people. Okay. So, a couple days ago, I had been kind of like Snapchatting, texting on and off with this gentleman acquaintance of mine. I guess acquaintance would be the best word for it because we don't know each other too well. And I was just kind of in one of those moods where it was like, I'm just feeling like, you know, sending you some naughty Snapchats and being sexy with you. Like, I'm not really looking to, you know, do much else than that, but like, hey, I'm feeling sexy, like, let's, you know, mess around and Snapchat a little bit. So we were doing that for a couple days, and the one day, actually, I say day, it was more like the middle of the night, because my sleep schedule is completely fucked up, and time is an illusion, But so, the one night, we were, like, Snapchatting back and forth, and I had, like, I had prepared for this, because the day before, things were getting, you know, very sexy and heated. I actually ended up, stuffing a pair of panties into my pussy and, like, taking video and sending it to him. And while I was doing that, I realized that I really needed to cut my nails, so I was like, okay, I really want to do some sexy time stuff the following day, which is the day that I'm talking about. So I was like ready for this. Like, I cut my nails down nice and short so that I could, like, really, you know, mess around and everything. Like, I'd planned for some sexy fun times on Snapchat. So it's, let's say it's like the middle of the night and I'm Snapchatting this guy and I'm, you know, trying to be sexy and stuff, but he's out, like, drinking with his friends or whatever. And then he ends up, I guess, just, like, passing out when he gets home. Because, you know, he was drinking. And I was like, well, fuck that. I'm still all kinds of hot and bothered and want to have some fun. So I'm going to just have fun by myself and you can, you know, wake up to some lovely Snapchats. So I decided to just hop onto Gone Wild Audio and, you know, mess around there and listen to stuff there to have some fun. And sometimes when I'm masturbating, it's kind of like, how do I want to say it? Like, it's not necessarily like that I'm not enjoying it, but it's more just like, oh, I just want to hurry up and come already. Like, I just, you know, I need that release, like, right now. But then I have other times where it's like, oh, like, you want to make, like, a whole event out of it. And I'm like, oh, I just want to, like, lay back and relax and listen to these audios and just, like, take hours to just have some fun. And this was one of those times. So I was, like, listening to some audios and just, like, fingering myself and just like, taking the time to just explore my body. Because I haven't been doing that a lot lately. I haven't really had as much of a sex drive lately. Honestly, it's been almost, like, dead until, like, a couple of weeks or so ago, which is really nice. So I was just taking the time to, you know, have some fun and enjoy myself. And I went back and was listening to this old Gone Wild Audio poster that was one of my old favorites. And some of the stuff, I don't remember if they're posting anything currently, but some of the stuff they post, even I sort of have to step back and be like, oh my god, is this too much? This might be, like, a little too much even for me. But some of the kinky things that they would post about were, like, right up my alley, and I was like, yes, this is exactly what I want. This is perfect. So I was just going through, listening to a bunch of their stuff and just enjoying it and getting all kinds of turned on and just, like, playing with myself. And I want to sort of step back a little bit and just, I guess, give a little bit of information. And I'm not saying this to be, like, braggy or anything, but I've always had a pretty tight pussy. And again, I'm not saying that to be like, oh my god, my pussy's so tight. Like, it's just, that's how it is. Like, it's always sort of been that way. So it's never been to the point where it's, like, prevented me from having sex or anything. It just takes a little bit longer for me to, how do I want to say it? It takes a little bit more adjusting for my body if I'm taking something very large up inside there. And for me personally, I require a lot of like external stimulation before my body is even ready to take like a finger or two inside of me. And I don't know if it's just because I've had like shitty, like straight male vanilla partners that don't really know what they're doing, but I've noticed that a lot of times, especially with fingering, it's like would often feel kind of uncomfortable and like, oh, I, you know, this is like stretching me out, but not in like the type of painful way that I'm enjoying. And I had always been curious about fisting, and I promise this is all going to sort of like come together and make sense. But does anybody, I don't know if this is just me. Has anybody ever had like a kink or a fetish where they've never actually engaged in it themselves, but they've, you know, seen it or read about it or heard of it or something, and they're like, I've never done this before, but I'm absolutely into that and I know I would enjoy it and that turns me on so much? Like, does anybody relate to that? Because that is me with a lot of my kinks and fetishes, because again, I've had pretty much exclusively vanilla partners and it sucks and I hate it. But so one of those kinks or fetishes, I always forget the difference, but one of the things that I'm into is fisting. And just that sort of along with the thought of, you know, putting foreign objects, not like cucumbers and like phallic looking objects. Like there's one video I saw once of a woman putting an entire grapefruit up her pussy and then just like popping it back out, and I was like, oh my god, that's so amazing and hot. So like fisting and just large things just going up and like stretching out the vagina just was always really hot to me. And I knew, because I have a very tight pussy, that that is something that would take a lot of working up to. But again, I always wanted to do it, just never really had any partners that were like, hell yeah, let's just go ahead and do this. And to be quite frank, I don't know if I would have trusted some of my partners to do that delicately and gently, and I feel like it just would have been a bad time for everyone involved. But so, sort of coming back to, you know, me laying on my bed, playing with myself a little bit, you know, doing what I'm doing, I, after a while, noticed, like, wow, I'm, like, really fucking wet right now. And it wasn't, like, an abnormal amount. It's just, again, it takes a lot of, like, external stimulation before I'm fully wet enough to be like, okay, let's start, like, putting things up there. But so I'm, like, playing with myself, and I'm like, oh my god, I'm really fucking wet right now. So I started fingering myself and, you know, doing that whole thing. And I don't know, like, I started out with just, you know, like, one or two fingers. I don't remember exactly. Just, like, my normal, like, method of masturbation. And so I'm doing that, and I don't know when or how or, like, what exactly sort of, like, what switch flipped in my brain to be like, hey, let's try doing this. But the next thing I knew, I was just, like, adding more fingers, and it wasn't hurting. Like, it, because, like I said, you know, in previous situations where, like, a partner would be fingering me, they would get, like, one, maybe two fingers in, and I'm just like, oh my god, this is really uncomfortable and kind of painful. And again, there's, for me, there's, like, the good kind of pain when it comes to like sex and BDSM and all of that, and then there's like the no, this is just bad and uncomfortable and I hate it kind of pain. And a lot of times when partners would be fingering me, that is what it was. But so again, going back, I was just adding more fingers in and it wasn't hurting. And I'm just like, what the fuck is happening? Like, this is crazy. And I managed to get, and this is just like, honestly, for me, it's less of like, oh my God, this is so hot, and more of like, I'm so fucking proud of myself right now. I managed to get all of my fingers, like all my fingers, thumb, everything, up to my knuckles into my vagina. And I was just like, what the fuck? Like, I just, you know, it felt like it went from like 0 to 60 so fast. And it, like I said, it just like completely blew my mind. And it was because I was listening to these audios that just got me so turned on and just so hot and kinky. And I was like, oh my God, yes. And so I think had I maybe been at a different angle, or if it was somebody else with my sized hand, because I do have rather small hands, so if it was somebody with like my sized hands doing it at a different angle, I think that I could have taken like the whole fist up to the wrist inside of me. But the thing stopping me, it wasn't, oh, this is getting really painful and uncomfortable, I need to stop. It was literally like my pelvic bones were getting in the way, and it was like, this part of your body literally does not stretch. Like, you cannot go any further. Like, it's just, I was being like blocked. It wasn't a matter of like pain or anything. But so I got like, imagine if you were like, had like a sock puppet on your hand, and like, you know, your hand is like forming the mouth. My hand was in like that position up to my knuckles in my pussy, and it was just amazing. So like, of course, I took, I think, about an hour to just explore and feel. And because one of the things that had always sort of turned me on about fisting, other than just the idea of my pussy just being stretched open, was just, that shit is just so fucking hot to me. Like, good sexy pain is just absolute, like, yes, please, I want all of it. But so not only was that like an aspect of the reason why fisting turned me on, but also the thought of my partner, or I guess in this case me, you know, having their hand inside of me and sort of being able to like wiggle their fingers around as another means of stimulation, which just sounded, and like, it always sounded to me like something that would just feel so hot and amazing and sexy and intimate and just all of the good things. So naturally, that was one of like the first things I started doing once the shock had sort of subsided and I was like, okay, yeah, like this is definitely a thing that is happening right now. So I'm just like playing around and like exploring the inside of my pussy, and it, and obviously, like, I know what the inside of my pussy feels like. Like, I've fingered myself before and all of that, but to be that far in with that many fingers was a completely new experience for me. And it was just, it was sort of interesting to see, sort of almost like from the perspective of my previous partners, you know, with their cocks being inside of me and all of that, like, oh wow, this is what they feel like. And it was just this, and again, I'm not trying to be like cocky or anything, no pun intended, but just like, it was just like this warm, soft, velvety sleeve, and it was just, it was really quite amazing. And it, again, it felt really good. And something that I thought, because I sort of like reflected on this back later, something that was also really cool was I was getting the feeling of, you know, being fisted, or I guess it was kind of like half fisted, but like being fisted but also fisting someone at the same time. Like, I was getting both ends, which was also really fucking cool. So, you know, I'm doing that, I'm exploring, I'm wiggling my fingers, and it just felt so fucking good. Like, not only, like, you know, feeling my fingers just wriggling around inside of me and, like, you know, playing with my G-spot and all of that, but also, like, the sensation on my hand of this just soft, warm, velvety thing. Just, it was just really, like, amazing and hot and also just really fascinating. I know that sounds really dumb and not very sexy, but to me it was just really cool, especially because my vagina is the only one that I've ever really interacted with. I have not, unfortunately, been lucky enough yet to have a really intense sexual experience with a woman. I'm still holding out for that, and maybe 2018 will be that year. But so it was just, it was interesting, and I learned a lot of things about vaginas, I guess. But so I'm doing that. Sorry, I'm doing the rambling thing again. I'm very sorry. I promise I will try to get better at this. Also, I hope you guys can hear okay. But so I'm doing that, and I was like, I just had my hand in my pussy and was, you know, listening to these audios and just like enjoying it and just exploring for like at least an hour. And then it sort of got to the point where I was like, okay, like I want to, you know, try and come now. And so what I did was, like, I was still, the whole time all of this was happening, I was just like listening to these audios, and like one would end and I would go to the next one and all of that. And so, oh no! There's a sign that says emergency scene ahead. Well, good thing I'm turning here and not going that way. Sorry, I'm probably like killing somebody's boner right now. But so I was like, okay, I want to, like, you know, go ahead and orgasm now, especially trying it with, you know, sort of in this position doing this, because that's something that's totally new for me. So what I did once I got to the point where I was like, okay, I think I'm gonna come soon, was, and like to me this feels like such a like genius thing, but I'm sure this is something that a lot of people have done. I'm just so proud of myself for this whole experience. Just let me have this. But what I did was I kept all of my fingers in, except I slipped out my thumb so I could still, you know, have all of these fingers inside me and be stimulating myself on the inside, but then I used my thumb to stimulate my clit, and oh my god, it was just, it was fucking amazing, you guys. Like, that's the only way I can describe it. It was just fucking amazing, like, having this, because sorry, I'm like just getting a little bit embarrassed right now. I have a really sensitive clit, and I love playing with it so much. And like, does anyone else have certain thing, like sexual things that, and it doesn't have to be like something inherently sexual, it's just something that's like sexy to you, but something about them sexually that they just like really love being complimented on, like, oh, you have, you know, really great nipples, or like, oh, I don't know, stuff like that. Like, I love getting compliments on my pussy and especially on my clit, and it's just like, I don't know, I'm very proud of my clit, and it's very, very sensitive, and I love like playing with it and pinching it and squeezing it and just, it's just amazing. But so I'm stimulating myself from the inside and the outside, and it just, oh my god, it was just, it felt fucking amazing. And then finally I come, and it was just like I didn't squirt. I have not ever squirted before. That's sort of like a bucket list thing that I would really like to do, but also something that I'm kind of nervous about. But it was so intense, and like it lasted for longer than I was expecting, and it just, I don't know how to word it other than it was just so fucking intense. And it was probably, like, the most intense orgasm that I'd ever given myself. It wasn't... I didn't have multiple orgasms, but it was the most intense, like, singular orgasm I'd ever had. Because I have been able to give myself multiple orgasms, and that is also fucking amazing. But, so I came, and it was amazing, and I just, like... It was just an amazing experience overall, and I was just, like, so fucking proud of myself. But then I had to sort of laugh, because afterwards, once I had, like, come down from whatever fucking cloud I was on, while I was doing all this, I was occasionally, like, taking Snapchats for this guy. Honestly, at that point, I was like, fuck the dude, I don't care anymore. I am just having fun playing with my pussy, and I'm just really fucking proud of myself for getting almost my entire hand inside of my pussy. Like, I don't even care about this dude right now. But I did take, like, a couple, like, videos and pictures for him on Snapchat. But so I had, my one hand was holding my phone to do that, and also so I could, like, listen to the audio, because I can't find my headphones right now. And then the other hand was, you know, doing all of the heavy lifting, so to speak. But so the two of my hands side by side, like, there was such a stark difference. It was hilarious. Like, the hand that had been inside of my pussy for about an hour, like, it looked like I had gone swimming for an hour. Like, it was just all kinds of, and this might be a little, like, gross and TMI, but I mean, this is just, it's a natural part of sex and the body, and it happens. But, like, my fingers were just all kinds of, like, pruny and shit, and I was just like, oh my fucking god. So then obviously I went and washed my hands and, you know, like, went to bed, and it was all good. But I just, oh my gosh, like, I wish I could somehow, like, through this audio project how my body was feeling through all of that, because it was just so amazing. And I really, really, really want to try and do that again soon. And I don't know if I could ever manage to get my whole fist in by myself, just because of, like, there being an issue with the angles, but I really, really want to try. And it was just, oh, it felt so fucking good. And I know, like, this wasn't, like, necessarily the most, like, sexy story time audio, because I don't think that my voice is very sexy, or at the very least, this is not, like, my sexy voice. It's more just, like, me chatting with you guys about a very sexy situation that happened to me. But I still hope you guys enjoy this, because I know it's, and again, I'm doing the rambling thing again, but, like, I know it sounds so silly and cheesy, but, like, you guys, I was just so fucking proud of myself, because that's something I've been wanting to do for so long. And no, I didn't get, you know, all the way up to my wrist inside of there, but I got, like, a very decent amount in there, and it was enough for me to be like, oh my god, this never happened before, what the actual fuck. But yeah, so it was really fun. And if you ever have the opportunity to fist yourself or your partner, I would say go for it. Just make sure you work up to that point, or you use a lot of lube, because I don't think that I would have been able to do that if I was not as wet as I had been. And also, again, not gonna name names, but props to the content creator. I guess that's probably, like, a good word for it. I keep saying, like, Gone Wild audio poster, which is just, like, way too long. But props to the content creator that I was listening to, because holy shit, your audios are kinky as fuck, and without you, I probably wouldn't have been able to get a hand in my vagina. But yeah, so that is my little sexy story time fisting story for you guys, and I hope, even if it wasn't particularly sexy, I hope you guys enjoyed, and I don't know, maybe you learned something, I don't know. I don't know. I'm also really bad at, like, finishing off audios because I'm like, oh, where do I end this? I don't want to just be like, okay, that's it, bye. Like, I feel like, I don't know, I need to wrap it up somehow. Again, this is all sort of a learning process for me and something that I guess is sort of on my resolution list to get a little better at and to put more work into. But I hope you guys enjoyed the audio, obviously. Please leave some constructive criticisms, thoughts, questions, concerns, dirty jokes, I don't know, pictures of your cats or other animals if you have any. I am always down to see those. But I hope you guys have a really good evening or day or whatever time it is for you when you're listening to this. And I hope you guys have an amazing 2018. And if you're going out and doing stuff like I am, please be safe, drink responsibly, you know, try not to drive if you don't have to because there's going to be drunk crazy people on the road. And yeah, so I will see you guys next year. Ha ha ha, it's that joke again. Okay, bye.